Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with volunteers and the staff of Rebuilding Together of Delaware County.
Rebuilding Together provides typically emergency housing repairs to low-income elderly homeowners. We provide emergency repair services to keep people what we call warm, safe, and dry in their own homes. I am Greg Maynard. I am the board president of Rebuilding Together.
I'm Michelle Kachuk. I'm director of operations of Rebuilding Together Delaware County. Warm is, we would do caulking or put on storm doors. We make sure the furnace is working if it's not. Safe includes installing grab bars in a bathroom, perhaps, making sure the floor is sturdy enough for people to stand on, and we come across quite a few of those that need help. Safe also means for people that need to, we would build them a handicap accessible ramp. And dry means no plumbing leaks, no bad hot water heaters, no roof leaks.
Maybe the house they've grown up in, they raised their kids in, they've lived in for many times 40, 50, 60 years. There's an attachment there, so it's able to keep people comfortable where they are. And many times, one of the things we do, too, is we don't do a lot of what we kind of call beautification. I mean, we strictly do health and safety kind of needs, so many times people don't realize we were there.
In extreme cases, we find people, or they find us, that they are just living in places that are really unsuitable in some way to live in. For example, we find elderly people who, because the bathtub doesn't work well, they just haven't had a bath in a while. We find people who their sewer line is blocked up, and then this is causing their house awful problems. And this is something we can hire the plumber to fix for a couple hundred dollars. I was in the house this morning, and they now have a kitchen counter and kitchen sink and some cupboards. But we know that for 4 years they didn't have a kitchen sink, that they just tried to make do with the bathroom sink.
This was one of Don's stories, our founder, but he went to check on her house, and there was literally an 80-year-old lady whose kitchen floor had rotted enough she couldn't see her kitchen sink. When she was doing her dishes, she was doing them by feel because the kitchen sink was about head high. So you can imagine how high a kitchen sink's supposed to be, and the floor had sunk and the wood was rotten enough. She was kind of doing her, and she was a very tiny petite lady anyway, so it's not quite as extreme as it sounds, but she was doing her kitchen, her dishes, kind of by feel. And we were able to rebuild her floor over the course of a couple of weeks and get her back to not have to worry about falling through or watching where she stepped in her kitchen just to make sure she wouldn't fall into the basement. We are a volunteer-driven organization. Our staff is all, we have two part-time staff people. So everything we do is volunteer-driven, or what little we do pay for professionals is based on, we just safely can't put a volunteer in that role. Roof work, a lot of times we farm out, those kinds of things. So, you know, it's a great organization to get back to the community with.
You'll hear more about Rebuilding Together of Delaware County all this month on Community Connection. For information about how you can connect with Rebuilding Together of Delaware County, go online to www.rebuildingtogethermuncie.org or call 765-744-9203. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.